there continues to be great concern over the whereabouts of Chinese tennis star Peng Shuai. Peng hasn't been seen or heard from in more than 2 weeks after she accused a prominent Chinese politician of sexually assaulting her. Professional athletes are calling on China to investigate, and the consequences could go far beyond sports. Pam Shriver is a tennis analyst and a former professional tennis player. Pam, thanks for making some time for us.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, your reaction to this story and how alarming it's been for the tennis world.
Well, it's pretty frightening when you have a player that you've watched for 15 years and you know as a great champion, and that she's gone, she's disappeared, and that she's been censored, and that, you know, she bravely stepped up with her allegations, and she knew probably that it could cause some issues in her, in China. But for women's tennis, it's really a difficult situation when it's somebody you know, and it hits close to home, and there's some serious ramifications. You can't have a business partner that treats people like this, and I guess some really serious decisions are going to need to be made if things aren't resolved in pretty quick time.
All right. Well, the head of the Women's Tennis Association, Steve Simon, will be making some of those decisions. He's taken a tough line, saying that he's willing to pull WTA tournaments out of China. Here he is speaking to CNN.
You know, we have to start as a world making decisions that are based upon right and wrong, period. And we can't compromise that. And we're definitely willing to pull our business and deal with all the complications that come with it. Because this is certainly, this is bigger than the business.
What's your impression of the way that Steve Simon is handling this crisis?
I think he's handling it like a true leader and not straying from the principles and the core values of the WTA Tour and what women's tennis has stood for in 50 years since really Billie Jean King and the original nine took a huge, huge risk to start women's tennis in a pathway to be the leading professional sport for women in the world. I think Steve, of course, has to also collaborate closely with tournament directors worldwide, the Players Council. It's a complicated business setup, the WTA Tour, with partnerships between tournaments and players, but it sounds like there's pretty strong solidarity right now for the WTA to do the right thing and not be in business with a country that's going to treat people, and especially in this case, somebody so close to us, Peng Shuai.
The league may be treading new ground here, though, because other sports have been unable or unwilling to stand up to China when political controversies over human rights have flared up. What kind of precedent do you think this might have in sports, and why is tennis leading the way?
Well, why is tennis leading the way? I think women's tennis is, in its history, is always whether individual players have taken brave stances. Actually, Li Na, who won major tournaments for the first time representing China, she made some bold moves on her own about a decade ago by leaving the China system and developing her tennis from outside China, and also saying she's going to keep all of her prize money. So there's some precedent setting of women tennis players being really bold. And so I think Steve realizes that this is just what has to happen. And I think it's been, while there's been some great benefits, both financially, and I also think some great programs, tennis programs, have developed in China because of this partnership over the last many years since Li Na really put China tennis through the roof. But at a certain point, I think you realize that you just cannot continue to have a business relationship. And in the case of women's tennis, it is a global sport. There are many countries, just like we saw Guadalajara step in for Shenzhen with the Tour Championship. There's many, many countries that would love to have professional women's tennis back in their country.
I don't want to lose track of the fact that there is a person at the center of this story. And of course, there's great concern that Peng Shuai has not been heard from for several weeks now. And, you know, not everyone follows tennis so closely. Tell me more about who she is and how important she's been to the game.
She's a past number one doubles player in the world. She's won major doubles titles. Actually, a couple of the ones she won was with somebody from Chinese Taipei, Shea Sui. And so that kind of gives you a little bit of a glimpse that when you have a China Chinese player partnering with someone from Taiwan or Chinese Taipei. It's historic just right there. She was top 15 in singles, got to the semifinals of a U.S. Open. She was one of, along with Li Na, the two top Chinese players that really put Chinese players on the map. She played three Olympic games for China, starting in 2008, Beijing, through to Rio just 5 years ago. So that also makes her an Olympian in the fact that the Winter Olympic Games are scheduled to be in Beijing in just a couple of months. Puts this, I think, also on the IOC and the Olympic movement to make the right decisions.
Tennis analyst and former professional tennis player Pam Shriver, thank you so much for your insights.
Thank you.